Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. Spring is in the air, and with it, a sense of renewal and fresh beginning. Today, we're talking about the Glow Up Challenge, a journey to renewing your mind, body, and spirit. Let's get into it. Imagine waking up every day feeling energized, confident, and ready to conquer your dreams. The Glow Up Challenge is not just about a physical transformation. It's a holistic journey, just about, you know, the lights of every part of your being. It's about stepping into your power, shedding old habits, and embracing a vibrant, empowered version of yourself. So this challenge is an invite to self-discovery and transformation. Whether you're seeking to renew your health, sharpen your mindset, or boost your self-confidence, the Glow Up Challenge is designed to help you ignite the changes that bring out the best in you. Through a series of different strategies, you'll learn how to cultivate the habits that promote not only outer beauty, but also inner radiance. You'll explore and find guidance on how to nourish your body, uplift your spirit, and transform your mindset. Every challenge is an opportunity to unlock hidden potentials and create a life filled with joy, purpose, and undeniable glow. It's time to step out of your comfort zone, step your game up, embrace change, and let your light shine brighter than ever before. Your glow up isn't a destination. It's a continuous, dynamic journey of growth and renewal. So are you ready to transform your life and radiate confidence? That's right. We're talking about the Glow Up Challenge. Let the Glow Up Challenge begin. Spring is the perfect time to renew, reset, and to enhance. And we're not just talking about the physical aspects and the physical appearances. Spring is the perfect time to shed the winter blues and embrace a brighter, more vibrant version of yourself. So this challenge isn't about the superficial changes. It's about cultivating lasting habits that radiate from the inside out. So you have to be intentional and understand, what does glow up? What is that? What does that mean to you? Define what a glow up means to you personally. Is it more energy? Is it more confidence? Is it more joy? Or is it simply more clarity? And once you define your glow up, be committed and be accountable. Find different ways to track your progress on how you're growing and how you're evolving, and break it into segments. Take some time to focus on mindful renewal, daily mindful practices with meditation between 5 to 10 minutes daily, journaling to promote focus on your gratitude and your self-reflections. And here's a big one that most people don't consider: digital detox. Are you spending too much time on social media? It's time to create those time blocks so that you can be more focused on yourself and self-love and self-care. So limit your screen time before bed. Give yourself that time to do whatever it is you need to do, except social media, except check those posts and feeds and look at reels. It's the time that you spend on yourself. So create a digital detox plan, whatever that looks like for you, so that you can give yourself time to focus on yourself, your core values, what you need, your overall happiness, and reflect on your day. It's nighttime, it's before bed. Do an analysis on your day, how it went. What is something that you want to change and do better? So take that time as you time versus spending it looking at others on social media. And understand that your glow up is not just superficial. It's not about the exterior. It's about cultivating that from the inside out, nourishing your body, focus on whole, you know, being as far as your diet, nutrition, rich foods, hydration, the hydration challenge, drink plenty of water, H2O, stay hydrated. And I love hydration drinks that have electrolytes. I feel that they make me more vibrant, more alive. And they also have the B12s in there. So those are pretty good. The Prime drinks, I love those. In addition to drinking water, I just love how radiant and vibrant I feel. So the vibration and the glow, it comes from the inside as well. So be sure that you're hydrating, doing that hydration challenge as well. You want to get 8 glasses. If you can't get 8 glasses, okay, we're going to go 4 halfway. But please drink plenty of water and incorporate daily movement. Walks, yoga, dancing. Those are my favorites. Yoga, dancing. I have a dance break, a yoga break throughout the day. I love to do those things. And also, if you're into cardio, weightlifting, going to the gym, the Stairmaster, whatever that looks like, keep yourself active and work on making sure that you're being healthy from the inside out to just, you know, incorporate and contribute more to your overall glow. Essentially, it's about glowing up from the inside out. That's really what the challenge is: nurturing your mind, your body and spirit, and your soul. Embrace your confidence and uplift yourself spiritually and emotionally. Practice positive affirmations daily. I don't go a day without it. Make that a part of your challenge. Step outside of your comfort zone and celebrate your progress and achievements. And the key and tips for success for the Glow Up Challenge is consistency. Consistency is key. Small, consistent actions can create a lasting change. And listen to your body. Don't push yourself too hard and rest when you need to, and embrace your imperfections. This is a journey, not a race, so don't be afraid to make mistakes. And find your tribe, connect with other people that are glowing up as well, who are on similar journeys just like you, and share your journey. Use different hashtags on social media, journaling, celebrate your overall success throughout this challenge. It's your time to bloom. And this challenge, the Glow Up Challenge, is an opportunity to cultivate positive habits, embrace your authentic self, and radiate your inner glow. So let's make this spring a season of transformation. You owe it to yourself. So think about that. What does your glow up look like? Because we've all heard that term, glow up. But it's not superficial. It's not about superficial changes. The challenge is about cultivating sustainable habits that make you feel truly vibrant, confident, and aligned with your authentic self. So we're talking about mind, body, and spirit. So reflect on that. Take a moment to think about, what's your glow up vision for yourself this spring? Before we, you know, dive in and start this journey, be clear on what your glow up journey means. What does that mean to you? Is it more energy, increased confidence, deeper self-love? And be realistic when you're focusing on your goals for the glow up challenge. And take those small, consistent steps so that you're not overwhelming yourself, and that by the time you get to summer, you're glowing and you're shining bright. And you're able to make that time to commit. So are you ready to commit? Because this is about showing up for you, the Glow Up Challenge. So let's talk a little bit about the framework for the Glow Up Challenge. So the first week one, is about mindset reset. So you want to focus on your daily affirmations, start your day with positive self-talk, gratitude journaling, reflect on 3 things that you are grateful for, and also have the digital boundaries. Set time to disconnect from screens and have time to yourself. So that's what week one is all about, being mindful. Now let's talk about week two. Nourish your body. Being healthy, hydration focus, aim for your daily water intake. Hydration is key. You have to be hydrated. And also a healthy diet. Eat healthy, avoid junk food and all of the fattening foods, and work on whole foods. Prioritize a good nutritious meal and be joyful with your movements. Find activities that you enjoy. Cultivate inner peace. Understand that practicing mindfulness, it could take, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes of quiet time. So that's week 3, inner peace and mindfulness. So peace and harmony, week 3 for the glow up challenge. So create positive expressions, explore new creative outlets, and have that nature connection. Spend time outdoors, whether that's, you know, going to the park, going to the beach, going on vacation, travel. Just find that time to be outdoors, especially with the weather improving. And week 4, this is where the glow up challenge really takes effect. Embrace your confidence, step outside of your comfort zone, and try something new, something special. And when you do make progress by stepping outside of your comfort zone, definitely celebrate your progress and understand that positive self-talk replaces negative thoughts with empowering ones. So there are so many things that you can do to be successful. Consistency is key. Understand that small, consistent actions are key. You have to be consistent and always, always rest when needed and fuel your body as well. And have a group of positive people surrounding you and encouraging you on your journey. And also understand that your style is what it is. No filters. Share your real experience, the ups and downs on your glow up challenge. And also be kind to yourself. Have self-compassion throughout the process. Don't be so hard or critical on yourself. And be authentic in your expression. Let your true self shine on the glow up challenge. And understand that the glow up challenge is all about you evolving and growing and developing into the best version of yourself this spring. There's so much excitement. Spring is here. Spring is in the air. So let the glow up challenge begin. And always remember that this is a journey, your glow up journey. It's not a destination. It's a continuous dynamic journey of growth and renewal. So get ready to embark on this journey of transformation and just get ready to evolve into the best version of yourself, because you're caring for yourself. You're taking the time to renew your mind, your body, your spirit, and show yourself that self-love, and your glow is going to radiate from the inside out. Trust me, you will see the difference. So I'm extremely excited and I'm ready to embark on the Glow Up Challenge this spring. So with your spring cleaning, you also have to do some spring adjustments for your glow up. So get ready. I'm ready. Are you ready for the Glow Up Challenge? The time is now to get ready for the Glow Up Challenge. This is your journey, your glow up, your transformation. We're here to support you every step of the way. Let's embrace this opportunity to shine from the inside out. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Understand that your glow up is not a destination. It's a journey, and let it inspire others as well. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls. And always remember that your self-love and your self-care should be a number one priority on the Glow Up Challenge. So I'll see you next time, you beautiful souls, on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.